So, Eric, guess what?
What?
We were right.
Well,
you know what we were right about?
What were you? Remind me.
Our overlord, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We were right. He has gone full-blown fascist on us.
We did. We hit your battleship, ladies and gentlemen.
You're goddamn right. We saw it from miles out. We called this back in 2016. I should
feel happier about being so correct about a prediction.
Oh, well, I mean, I think that's where we differ. I'm pretty fucking happy right now.
Shout it from the rooftops.
Helps the happiness level.
Yeah, you want to know? Yeah.
You're podcasting in an occupied city right now. That's some rebel shit.
That's true. Yeah, we are the resistance. yeah, man, it's only a matter of time before Irvine's is next. Probably not. Irvine's not gonna.
It
be
is.
Next.
It's already happening.
Oh really?
My dog ticket. That is fucking resistance. I was playing catch with my dog at the park, you know? Uh-huh. You have a huge park, you have a dog, and you have a ball. What do? You play fetch. That's what you do.
Right.
I get a ticket for that. Goddamn fascist cops.
What was the ticket technically for?
Having a dog off leash.
What? I mean, where were you? Were you in like a store or like a...
I was at a large park. A large empty park.
That's ridiculous. So yeah, this is a criminal podcast. This is a criminal operation.
I'm not done, Eric.
Oh no, there's more. Okay, keep going. How much?
$300.
That's steep. That's real steep.
It's not $20. It's $300.
That's crazy. I don't even like. How do you fight that in court?
I actually emailed the judge, or I don't know.
You have a judge.
Because I'm going to contest the shit out of it, if only to charge the government more money and to slow things down.
Yeah.
Out of principle, but like on the website, it's like, do you want to have e-contact or whatever it is? So I emailed it and I was like, this is a ridiculous fine for the crime, and I put quote unquote crime. and I was like, there was a large park. There were no signs that said it was illegal, and the cop fucked up the ticket. I demand a reduction or it to be canceled.
Wow. Did you include your bird law credentials at the end of the email?
I signed off Charlie Day.
Charlie Day. did you CC Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Oh shit, I should have. She would have saved democracy for me.
Yeah, well, that's absurd. So yes, two criminals here, podcasting from a war zone, and a man who illegally played fetch with his dog.
We're pretty badass.
Yeah,
one could say
basically. All right, this is, fuck, what episode is this? 71? 72. It's 72.
That's yeah. Close.
Episode 72, we are not doing a movie or album this time.
No, we're getting back to our roots.
Back to our fucking roots. Minimum, even less effort than the movie ones.
Although more stressful for me.
Yeah. This is back to the good old days where we showed up to record and know it's like I have half of the prep done.
Oh, you know, because it's a bummer because I can't get away with watching half of the movie. Actually, that's not true. Half the time I don't remember the movie I watched, so.
But you're like, movies is just like, you just have to commit to, you don't have to think, you're just like, okay, this is going to be on for the next 2 hours, or as we have been nailing lately, more like 90 minutes. But, but yeah, you can be more or less a passive observer if you want.
I thrive being passive. That's my forte, is being passive.
All you had to do between when we agreed on what the episodes were and now was think of 12 things.
In my defense, 6 of those were very difficult. And I procrastinated until the last minute. What are you drinking, Eric? I'm like, that's not even like a prompt because of the show. I'm kind of just curious.
This is a Negroni. It's like a straightaway cocktails pre-mixed. It's like a gin based drink. There's a cowboy on the bottle, which is why I like it. But cool. It tastes pretty good too. I don't know how to describe it.
I like the color.
It's kind of like a gin Manhattan old fashioned. It's like a cousin to those sort of thing. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Michelob Ultra. It's 2.6 carbs and 95 calories.
Low carb. I remember, so one of those, it might be, I'm trying to think, it might, it, if it was Michelob Ultra or like Miller Lite, but like one of those low carb beers, I remember a friend of the pod, Squank, who was on the Pan's Labyrinth episodes, because they were low carbs, he decided he didn't matter how many he drank, and he ended up drinking like 18 in like a 24 hour period. Something ridiculous.
Fucking Christ. I understand where the logic comes from, though.
I mean, it's healthy, basically. Yeah. You're making the healthy decision to drink Michelob Ultra, Noah.
Yeah, I am. And really, you don't lose much on the taste. It's a very underrated beer.
Not a sponsor.
No, this is not a sponsor. We do not give free ads, that's for sure.
Or any ads.
Kind of our whole podcast, actually. It says superior light beer on the label, and it's fucking right.
Yeah. All right. Well, episode 72. I had to think about it again. yes, 72. This is going to be a throwback six pack, and this six pack is going to be concerts. Concerts we want to go to, but all time.
Yeah, so like dead, alive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if you couldn't go to it. So if they're not together anymore or if they're dead, that's my thought process.
Yeah.
So I want to see, like, I don't, Nathaniel Radcliffe live, but I didn't choose them because it's possible.
Yeah, or like I also changed my list because like I was putting down bands that are active like now at first, and then I was like, wait a minute, this is more fun if it's not. And I want you threw out the idea, so it's all time. But I didn't clarify one thing: is it specific concerts or like
no?
Or
I figured
like, I want to see this band.
I got late. I that would be too much work. I did for a couple of mine. I put a specific year, so I'm gonna break the rules a little. Like I put a specific year.
Okay, I wasn't sure, so I did specific events at first, which is actually probably a good thing because our list will be different, like a lot different.
And that would probably be the better podcast overall.
I have a secondary question. Well, one of mine is.
You choose Beethoven, you fucking cop.
No.
I thought about choosing like Beethoven or Mozart.
It did cross my mind. Like, what was Bach's greatest performance? was something I almost Googled. No, one of mine is like a festival, which I don't know if that would give away too much. But like, can I pick the whole festival? If I have to, I will narrow it down to one artist at the festival.
I'm gonna make you narrow it down. Festival's kind of a cop out.
Okay, no, I am more than happy to narrow it down. It's an easy one to narrow down, and some people can probably already guess what it is.
Yeah, I already know. I think I already know who you narrowed it down to.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, let us begin. We are going to go from number six to number one, as is tradition. We'll have an honorable mention time. Okay, let's get started. Do you want to start with your number six?
Yeah, I'm gonna pop off. My number six is choosing Amy Winehouse. Lady has pipes. Okay, she has fucking pipes, and she would give a hell of a concert. You can like look up videos of her concerts where she's like completely trash and like is using the mic stand to stand up, but she's fucking nailing it too.
Yeah,
she gave a bomb performance. Pick.
Yeah, I didn't think. Yeah, this is one of those things where it's like she didn't come up because I was researching like specific events, but yeah. that is a great pick.
Yeah, like Back in Black would be a great live. Oh shit, Valerie, holy shit, that's my jam.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a redhead too.
All right, my number six is Pink Floyd, and I put specifically the Wall tour. So yeah, Pink Floyd, because
really cool tour.
Yeah, that's why
they
build
a wall. Yeah. During the first set for the first half of the album, and then knocked it down. Played behind the wall for the second, or did they knock it down?
I think they knock it down. Well, they're not. The wall gets knocked down on the album, so I'm pretty sure they knock it down.
You gotta knock it down at some point, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can't just have a wall there. But yeah, the Wall tour was iconic, kind of for what we just mentioned, and David Gilmour in his prime playing the Comfortably Numb solo is one of the greatest things you can witness. So that's why I put it on my list at number six.
That'll be an epic show. Epic show. Tons of drugs.
Oh yeah. Lights.
Just all of the drugs.
Lasers. Yeah.
I thought about putting a Pink Floyd on my list. And yeah, for Pink Floyd, you have to choose the tour. Because they tour the album. So you have to choose The Wall or Dark Side of the Moon.
Those two are, yeah. Yeah. Those two tours were the two I was thinking between. Just because the Dark Side of the Moon show is also iconic. But I went with The Wall. Basically, the Comfortably Numb solo was the kicker for me.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a good kicker. All right. My number five pick is Run DMC.
I love it.
Thank you. I struggled with the movies, but I think at concerts I would try to mix it up with obviously there's a lot of obvious choices, but I try to get a little bit more creative than that. But DMC's just got a bunch of fucking jams, and they would be good concert jams. King of Rock, It's Tricky. I'm forgetting everything. But they would have a great energy on stage, and they don't tour anymore because their DJ's dead. Jam Master Jay's dead. Beats to the Rhyme, Can You Rock It Like This? Walk This Way, Get the Fuck Out of Here. And I imagine Steven Tyler from Aerosmith comes out with them.
That'd be wild. Yeah, that'd be awesome. That's a great pick. That is a fantastic pick. Yeah, and you're right, the songs are just, it's just a party, the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, I imagine the energy would just be, it's early hip-hop, you know, and be just a great energy.
All right, my fifth pick is, this is, the closest I got to a Mozart type pick. But it's a B.B. King live at Cook County Jail.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I have that CD. And it's just one of the most iconic blues performances ever. And it's just the whole event of it. Him playing to the people in jail. It's I highly recommend listening to it because the CD itself is fun. Because they introduce the warden in the beginning, and all the inmates are booing him and stuff, and then B.B. King comes out and just starts railing. It's pretty awesome. And to have been there would have been something.
Oh man. What crime would you have committed to get in? Oh. What's the worst crime you would have committed?
Oh, that's a great question. I didn't even think about this. I don't know. I don't even know what they would have been in there for. 'Cause this was the 60s, right?
Yeah, I mean, fuck. Was prisons even a thing back then?
Yeah, I don't know. It was
would
called.
Would you vandalize a car? Really fuck up a random person's car to see that concert? This is on mic for everyone to hear.
Yeah, if it was a stranger and I didn't know, I'm sure.
Yeah, why the hell not? You probably got insurance. I actually have a B.B. King poster behind me.
So it was recorded in September of 1970. And Cook County Jail's in Chicago. I don't think it would take much in the 70s in Chicago.
No, I mean,
if you just like walk on the street incorrectly in like the wrong neighborhood, they'll
take almost nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, what is your fourth?
My fourth, and this one hurts that I won't be able to see this person live because I had a chance to. It's Ooh. Prince.
Ooh, yeah.
You
had a chance to? I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, like, it's not like I ever thought about it, but he was touring while I was still in my 20s, so.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like it's a, like.
It's not like you had tickets and then, like, couldn't go or something.
Yeah, but it's also not like it's a is B.B. King dead? I don't think he is. All right, so it's not like it's John Lennon where it's like I was never alive for when he was alive.
Yeah,
you know. But Prince
King
just
passed away in 2015.
Oh, you know what?
I remember now. Yeah.
Yeah. Prince would have just like he was known for giving just incredible concerts. You know, he's got the best halftime show of all time, and it's not even close. But he's also just got great concert songs. 1999, I Want to Be Your Lover, Raspberry Beret, which is my goddamn jam.
I mean, it's even just Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, Let's Go Crazy. I think I listen to Raspberry Beret for, like, every day for a year.
Pretty Really?
Yeah.
I listened to Purple Rain, like, the album today. It's still good. Like, When Doves Cry.
That album. That album's incredible. 1999, album. That album's incredible.
Yeah,
Purple Rain Live would probably be the peak of that concert.
Okay, my fourth is Zeppelin. And I picked... I was doing some Googling, and apparently they gave this legendary show in Boston at a venue called the Boston Tea Party. It was so they were touring their first album, but they had written the second one, and they just kept playing, and they ended up playing like basically all of the second one too. And it was like a 4-hour show, like marathon show, and it was like, you know, early Zeppelin. Before they were big, but they were, like, already at the peak of their powers.
And they're definitely, like, just going fucking ham, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Zeppelin didn't make my list. Like, there's a couple people who just didn't make my list because it's, like, I want to mix it up a little bit. But on Zeppelin, I mean, you got Robert Plant Whalen, you know, like, his epic voice. John Bonham. John Paul on the drums, that's just power, you know.
Yeah.
And then fucking Jimmy Page shredding it.
And then like, and they're one that we weren't alive for. So
yeah,
I mean, you could see like Robert Plant toured like last year.
I did see Robert Plant live.
Yeah, but it's still
it was good.
I'm sure it was great. It was just, you know, it's
but he was really good. But they like he played like. Probably over half Zeppelin songs and then some of his solo stuff. But for all the Zeppelin songs, any like guitar solo, he didn't bring out a guitarist. He brought out like this weird instrument like that was similar, which is a little bit of a bummer, but like I'm curious why. Was it like tribute because of Jimmy Page? Or was he pissed because Jimmy Page refused to tour with him? I don't know.
That's kind of weird. Yeah, because I feel like you would just go for it. Like, that's what all the Pink Floyd guys did after they split up. Like, they all basically did Pink Floyd tours by themselves with, like, the full band. It's just other people.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what... That's a weird choice for me.
Yeah. All right. It's my turn,
your
right?
Third, yes.
Who did I choose? Oh, and this... I'm sure we're going to be hearing about this person later. Jimi Hendrix. the greatest guitar player of all time.
Yeah.
I have no idea what concert you chose of his. who could have an idea? But yeah, hearing the greatest guitar player of all time would be pretty incredible.
Yeah, I mean, enough said, right? Like, that's pretty much all there is. I mean, yeah. It's the stories of, like, Hendrix Live. It's crazy, because, like, he was active. His career was incredibly short.
Yeah.
And the stories of, like, how legendary those shows were are just, like, funny to... That's a good deep dive, or, like, a rabbit hole to go down. Just, like, you know, he was hugely impactful for, like, Clapton and Jeff Beck. I think, like, Jeff Beck, like, was threatening to, like, quit playing guitar after he saw Hendrix Live because he knew he never could be as good as him or something like that. Like, he was like, there's no point. Yeah,
it's like every great guitarist that saw him live was, like, he was just in awe of this man. And these people are huge fucking
egos. Yeah. They're wild. But yeah, that's a fantastic pick. My third, we're on three, right? I feel like I'm skipping ahead, but I'm not.
Yeah.
My third, this was, I couldn't find an actual show, and it's probably not higher just because of the other two shows in front of it, like the specific ones. And I know that they weren't good live. Or it's not that they weren't good live, but their live shows, like, aren't... That's not what they're known for. But I'm just putting the Beatles at three.
Oh, okay. I was curious if you're going to choose the Beatles. I'd choose the Rooftop concert.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. The one they did for Let It Be, or... Yeah.
Yeah, it was their last concert, too. I thought about doing the Beatles, but I figured that'd be too obvious. You know, because
I just figured, like, you saying, like, you know, having seen the Beatles would just be like, just to check it off the list would be a huge thing to check off the list, you know.
Oh my, it'd be, if I were like 80 years old and I saw the Beatles, that'd be the first thing I tell everybody I knew. I'd be like, I gotta see the Beatles live. What have you done with your life?
Yeah, so that's why I put it on the list, but that's why I only put it at three. And I almost didn't put it on. Yeah, well, I mean, we'll talk about some of the ones I left off before we get to one, but yeah,
the Beatles is tricky because, like, they do have notoriously bad shows, but those were like concert, like big stadiums, you know,
right?
And we just didn't have the sound equipment for that. Like, I've heard, like, when they were touring clubs before they made it big, that they did sound really good.
Yeah, that's what I don't think it's not like their fault. It just, like,
yeah.
It was just the time, and yeah, it just, the shows themselves weren't great because of that.
Yeah. God, I'm killed to see Beatles live. That's my real number one.
What's your number two?
My number two is the Alabama Shakes.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're broken up, so I don't know if I'll ever get to see them, and that's a fucking shame. I would kill to see the Alabama Shakes. Her voice is just so powerful. It'd be so good live.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably What was that?
You could probably still see her.
I could, but her solo stuff kind of sucks.
No, that's, like, a disappointment.
Have you heard her solo stuff?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You should
is
listen
that bad?
To it. It's embarrassing bad.
Oh, God. That's surprising, yeah, kind of.
She actually only has one album. She has one side project that's pretty good. She's done, like, duets with some people that are good. But her solo album is, like, wretched.
That's really disappointing. And also really surprising.
Yeah. It feels like she just needs more constraint. She tried to get... I don't know. I'm curious what you think about it.
I'll have to check it out. Like,
it's like you listen, you're like, this person's a genius. They just fucked up.
Like, how so? Like, I just... Is it, like, too experimental? Because I don't mind experimental.
Yeah, that's why, like, I'm curious. You might like some of it.
This would be the classic me thinking it's, like, one of the best albums ever made, and you're just like, it's total garbage.
That'd be very classic. Oh, I'm so curious. You need to listen to it, too.
Okay.
And the bummer, I don't remember specifically, but I remember, like, the first 30 seconds of the first song is really fucking good. Like, I remember listening and be like, hell yeah, this is sick. She comes in clutch again. And then it gets to the point in the first song, I'm like, this is awful.
I don't know. I'm going to check it out and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
That's surprising it's at 2, though. That's what I'm surprised about.
I'm a big Alabama Shakes fan. I
didn't realize.
And I love both their albums so much, and they'll give a hell of a concert. My cousin went to see the Black Keys live like 5-6 years ago.
Oh yeah.
And Alabama Shakes opened for them before they were famous like at all, which would have been a hell of a concert.
What's like the biggest band you've seen as like an opener?
What was that?
What's like the biggest band you've seen as like, or artist you've seen like as an opener?
Oh. I don't know if I've seen like, I have stories of that happening for other people, which I will gladly go into detail right now, but I personally did not have any of those.
Go for it.
High school was in a band, and him and AWOL Nation, you know, the song Sail?
Yeah, yeah.
They were both openers for another big band, and even a crazier one. Oh, shit. Fuck, what's her name?
Adele?
No, she did not open for Adele. He opened another concert before she got famous.
Lady Gaga.
No, it's not Lady fucking Gaga, but honest to God...
Taylor Swift?
No, she's like the same level as Lady Gaga this past 2 years. They opened together for another band, and my friend had more fans at his concert than she did. What is her name?
It sounds to me like she doesn't exist.
No, shut the fuck up. She does. She's really fucking famous. And then my dad also saw Huey Lewis and the News with the Doobie, and they opened up for the Doobie Brothers live.
That's pretty
before
good.
They were big.
Is it the country singer?
No, it's Billie Eilish.
Oh,
yeah, cool. They opened up. They played a concert with Billie Eilish before she got big. They wrote music with Billie Eilish and her brother too.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're not famous. He's touring with a famous band though. Next. How about you? Have you?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I think like the close. Well, I guess I saw Isaiah Rashad and Vince Staples open for Schoolboy Q.
Vince Staples, wow.
Yeah, so Vince Staples is like kind of a big thing now.
Yeah. When was that?
That was in. That might have been freshman year of college.
Did Squank go with you? That feels like a Squank show.
No, it was. I don't even remember. I think Tom was there.
Tom?
Yeah.
Does Tom even listen to music?
Yeah. Well, now he just listens to EDM, probably. Because that's, I don't know.
That feels like a Tom.
I'm making a Netherlands joke.
I thought that was a Tom joke.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other ones. I remember when I saw the Pixies and Weezer, they like co-headlined. They had a band open for them, and it was like they were fine, but they never said their name at all. So I have no idea who they were, and there was like no way to know who they were.
I love that. Yeah, that feels very on brand for somebody like the Pixies.
Yeah. I don't know if like opener. I think that's it. I mean, I saw. I remember when I saw the Melvins, like one of the Melvins' side projects was the opener. So like 2/3 of them were like on stage as the opener and then came back as the Melvins, which was awesome.
I remember hearing about that. That's, you gotta respect it.
Yeah.
I like to think those 2/3 were just touring with the Melvins just to promote their side band.
Yeah. I wonder like, cause there was like a third guy who was like the lead singer and guitarist. And I just wonder what he did when, like, the Melvins were playing. Like, was he just back there by himself?
Like, yeah, wouldn't that be kind of awkward?
Yeah, he's, like, the only one in the opening band who wasn't also in the Melvins. that's all I can think of right now. But yeah, I guess Vince Staples would be my biggest one.
That's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
There's been dozens of times where I've seen an opener and I'm like, they're going to be famous, and then they don't become famous.
All right, are we on number two?
Yeah, you're on. Okay. Yeah, I think it's your turn.
Okay, oh yeah, that's right, you took the Alabama Shakes. So I'm going with, and I'm curious because you are a huge fan of this individual, and I'm curious if you know this specific performance he did. But I'm taking Bob Dylan, the Newport Folk Festival of 1965.
Of course I know that performance. Yeah. I thought about choosing that. Of course. That's one of the most important concerts of all time.
Yeah, it's the one here where he got, like, booed for plugging in an electric guitar.
Yeah. At a folk festival, he fucking, and the folk community, like, completely, like, what's the term? Disowned him? You know, yeah. Like a huge portion were like, this dude's a fucking traitor, because rock and roll was the big thing. And Dylan goes electric at Newport, and they booed him off stage. He didn't even finish his set.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought, that's just what a moment to be at.
And no kidding. Holy shit, that's a good fucking pick, dude.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
I read somewhere, like, people were yelling, like, Judas at him, and, like, like they were pissed. Like, I can't understand how angry these people were that Bob Dylan walked out with an electric guitar. It's
yeah. Imagine booing Bob fucking Dylan.
Yeah.
But also imagine the fucking guts that took, you know? Like, he had like two good albums out at that point.
Yeah.
Like, he could have trashed his entire career. What a fucking guy. I'd love that man.
Alright, so we're on to our last ones, correct? So we're time for some honorable mentions.
Time for some honorable mentions.
So on my honorable mention list, I'll throw this out because you already mentioned him. I put Prince on here, and I put the Purple Rain tour, but really any Prince. I also wrote down Elton John at the Troubadour. That was like his breakout concert show. I put the Cream Farewell Tour. I also put Live Aid down.
Yeah, I had that on my honorable mentions too. I was thinking, like, I'm trying to guess what your number one's gonna be. That was an option. My honorable mentions, I had Queen, Live Aid, you know.
Yeah.
I had Velvet Underground. I feel like it would be really good live. Also, like an iconic band, you know, like they were so important.
Yeah, and them live would have been, because those shows were like not big or to-dos. They were like Dungy Club, like,
oh yeah,
grassroots stuff. That would have been really
people
cool.
People are selling heroin like, all over the place.
The band is selling heroin to the crowd.
Yeah. It would have been quite the scene.
Yeah.
Also Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, White Stripes, on my honorable mentions. Radiohead, early Radiohead.
Yeah, yeah. There was like a moment where they were, that was like one, that would have been one of the biggest shows to go to in like the late 90s.
Bruce Springsteen, but I've already seen him, so I guess that I just want to say gives a hell of a concert.
Yeah, I've seen Springsteen. I guess like if you like, I don't know, younger. I don't know if that would be. I still feel like he still goes hard.
Yeah, I my dad's like he's been going to shows since the 70s or the early 80s, and he thinks this, like, the River Tour was his best tour. You know, he thinks he's kind of peaking right now.
This is wild.
It is wild. His newest album is actually really good, too. It's, like, kind of country folkish. It's solid.
I mean, you could, like, if you're doing, like, specific shows, like, those early rap garage shows where guys like Tupac would just show up at some dude's garage.
Yes.
Just, like, yes. Those things. Would have been like an event.
I thought about throwing Tupac or like Tribe Called Quest on the list.
But yeah, I think those are the ones that came to my mind when I was putting out honorable mentions. All right, it's time for the definitive concerts we would like to have go to all time.
Yeah,
six pack. what is yours?
You chose the Newport Festival Bob Dylan. I chose 1976 Bob Dylan.
Ooh.
It was right after he came out with Desire. I think it's called the Rolling Thunder Tour.
Okay.
And it's like, so he just came out with Desire. The album before that was Blood on the Tracks, arguably his best album. So he's kind of peaked in terms of making his music. Like, he had some good albums in the future, but, like, this is the core of his catalog. And he also sounded incredible live. Like, this dude is, like, just wailing and just, he, like, changes all, like, some of his songs into, like, more hard rock. Just a fucking insane tour. And he just sounds so good. There's a Scorsese, like, mockumentary, but also, like, more of a documentary on Netflix where you can see a lot of the footage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it really... It's called the Rolling Thunder something documentary.
I'll look it up, yeah.
I think... It's a weird documentary. It's, like, not fully a documentary. There's, like, hired actors that make up stories about Dylan, but it also has... I think Dylan talks a lot in it, and a lot of footage, but it's a fucking great tour, and it's got all of the Dylan songs you could want in the world.
I'm gonna have to check that out. Yeah, Dylan. I recently like re-dove into Highway 61 Revisited, which is just like. Just such a good fucking album all the way through. All right. My number one, which is that festival that you had me narrow down, I'm taking Woodstock 69 Hendrix.
Oh, right. Of course that's what it would be. Why would I be guessing? I already knew.
That's why I was a little confused. After a second, I thought you thought I was picking Live Aid. Which, I mean, no, Live Aid would have been fine, but... It's not Woodstock 69 and Hendrix at Woodstock 69.
No, I mean, not much is like that. That's an all-timer.
And, like, I originally just put... I mean, we've spoken about Hendrix all the same reasons before. It's one of his, if not his most iconic singular performance. The band list at Woodstock 69 is just... It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. You want to read it off?
Yeah, I'm pulling up the...
When I chose Hendrix, I had this performance in mind, for sure.
I can read... I'll skip some of the lesser-known ones. Let's see, so you had Santana... Fucking Santana was there, 69. Mountain, Grateful Dead... CCR, Janis Joplin, Fly and the Family Stone, The Who, Jefferson Airplane. Those were all in a row.
That's fucking ridiculous. Like, you can't make that up. That's
day two shit. Johnny Winter, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And then Hendrix closed the festival. He played last on the Sunday.
What year was Woodstock? Was it 69 or 67?
This is 69, yeah.
Yeah. Just imagine being the closer for all of those.
Yeah.
And probably everybody was like, yeah, no, he should. Yeah, nobody was like, The Who wasn't like, even though they're one of the best fans of all time, they probably weren't like pissed. They're like, yeah, give it to Hendrix.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just.
I think you listen to CCR, that's also on my honorable mentions.
Like, what a Grateful Dead, CCR, Janis Joplin, Sly and the Family Stone, The Who. Jefferson Airplane, just back to back to back to back, like,
just stupid. They're all on my honorable mentions. They're all so fucking good. Janis fucking Joplin, are you kidding me? Jefferson Airplane, ugh. And then Jimmy, that's another one of the, like, same with the Beatles, where it'd be like, if I went to that and I was like 8 years old, it'd be the first thing I'd tell everybody.
Yeah.
Fun fact that, so Bob Dylan, I just know so much fucking stuff about Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan was invited to go to Woodstock, of course. And right. He actually lived in, like, Woodstock, New York. He had a house right next to it.
Oh, okay.
But there was a bunch of hippies that were, like, at his yard wanting him to go. So he got pissed and said, I'm not going anymore.
That's hilarious.
That's what a funny. Man.
On if you look at, I'm looking at a set list of Hendrix's set, and
I guess is this at Woodstock?
Yeah, at Woodstock. Which I mean, it's all his hits. By 69, he had everything basically out. But I guess one of his, he broke a string on like the fourth song, and I guess he played the next couple of songs with just five strings, and like no one noticed.
That's insane.
Yeah, he's just, he's a legend.
I mean, he'd have to just completely change his solos on the fly, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he was like, he was just, he operated at such another level. Like, he was so in tune with, like, he just, it was probably like, oh, like, well, I guess these notes change. And that was like probably all it was to him.
Yeah, no, it was probably super simple.
Probably the best song on the set list, and I haven't heard it, but there's a song, the 15th song he played was Woodstock Improvisation. And boy, let me tell you what I would give to hear.
That must have been an all-timer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
I wonder what that would have been.
Yeah.
Well, what did he close... Did he close with the National Anthem?
No, so it went... So his last seven songs were Fire, Voodoo Child, Star Spangled Banner, Purple Haze, Woodstock Improvisation, Villanova Junction, and it says the title is posthumous, so, like... He must have never actually released that song, and then he ended with "Hey Joe."
Yeah, no, I would kill somebody to see that.
Just those seven songs. There were 10 more songs before that.
That's a lot. That's a good length set list for a festival and for that time period.
It says he played a 2-hour set. It looks like.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The fucking man.
Yeah, fucking legend. All right, those were our lists. So to recap. Noah, what were your six concerts?
Amy Winehouse, Run DMC, Prince, Jimi Hendrix, which feels too low now, Alabama Shakes, and 1976 Bob Dylan.
All right, and I took Pink Floyd, The Wall Tour, B.B. King, Live from Cook County Jail, Led Zeppelin at the Boston Tea Party, and then three is just The Beatles. Two is Bob Dylan, Newport Folk Festival, in 65, and then 69 Woodstock Hendrix.
I'm glad we did this episode. Hope you all enjoyed it. Now you can not go see a concert for the next 6 months.
I know. I was thinking about that, like, oh, we could just put, you know, I thought about like doing a dark joke version of my list where it's just concerts that I could see but can't maybe ever. All right. Do you have your fuck this thing ready? I have mine.
No, you can go ahead.
Okay. I said that. Oh no, I know what mine is. My fuck this thing is okay. It's concert related, and it's kind of just what we talked about. But so
tall people.
No. So it's not. I need to explain. So, like, going into this year, there's been too many times where, like, I regretted not going to a concert. So, like, this year I decided I was just gonna just not give a fuck about the money and just see the concerts that I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we all know how that went this year. But, so, like, I got tickets to... I was gonna see Tool in mid-March, and then I was gonna see...
Oh, you were!
Yeah. And that, so, here's the thing. So, yes, I am heartbroken. But that concert happened. I chose not to go, and I don't regret it like, a health standpoint. It was actually the same night the NBA canceled the season or suspended the season.
Oh, that's a pressure-filled day.
Yeah, so I was, like, stressing, and I was able... I sold the ticket on SeatGeek during the day, which I was, like, shocked someone paid for. It was less than I bought it for, obviously, but still, I was like, it's better than zero.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I didn't regret not going, but I was still very sad about the whole ordeal. And then in April, I was going to see King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
You were!
Yeah.
I forgot about both of these.
And that got postponed to October. And then I got an email this week that it got postponed to October 2021. So, this is basically my fuck this thing is like never have dreams or, you know.
I forgot we're doing a fuck this thing right now. It's a dark fuck this thing.
Yeah, or like, or maybe it's just all my fault. Like this is...
Yeah, you decided I'm going to go to every concert I can, and coronavirus was like, hell no, not you. Go fuck yourself.
So yeah, that whole ordeal is my fuck this thing.
Oh, that's a good fuck this thing. I don't even know what it is, but that's a good one.
I don't either.
except for obviously the coronavirus concert, I don't think I've ever regretted going to a concert.
No, me either. Yeah.
It's always worth it.
Yeah. But they're so fucking expensive these days.
They're so fucking expensive. And see, charge you $60 after the price.
Yeah.
The fucking sham.
Yeah. But anyway.
Or Ticketmaster.
Yeah, Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Alright, what's yours?
Mine is Sloppy Joes. Get the fuck out of here. I don't like Sloppy Joes. They like, you eat them at barbecues, which is the worst time to get sticky fingers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm at a table, at least, like, at a barbecue, you're, like, you're holding your plate, and it's awkward to eat, it's messy, and why would you ever want a Sloppy Joe over a burger? Get the fuck out of here. Are we in prison? Jesus Christ. Nope.
That's true.
People in prison shouldn't have to eat Sloppy Joes. They're people, too.
It's inhumane. No, I think, I think you bring up a very interesting point, because it's, like, more effort to make it, or it's just out of a can, which is disgusting, but, like, I will say, like, if there was, I haven't seen this, but, like, if there was, like, a Diners, Drives, and Dives episode, and he went to, like, a Sloppy Joe specific place, I would want to go to that place, you know what I mean, like, that type of place, but...
That would be good.
It's that level or nothing, you know?
Yeah. That would be good, and then they'd have, like, a roll of paper towels for you, you know?
Yeah, like, that's, like it's its thing, and they, like, they stew over it, and it's, like, the best fucking meat you've ever had. Like, that's the level you have to reach to put a Sloppy Joe in front of my face and call it food.
Yeah. If I'm at a fucking pool party or, like, a barbecue, and you're coming at me with a Sloppy Joe, get the fuck out of here. Who the hell do you think
you
are?
You didn't even try. You opened a can, and you... bought some white bread.
I'm spitting at your feet and I'm walking out of that nice pool center.
Yeah, no, I agree. I can't even remember the last time. Has this recently happened to you?
No, I don't think I have a Sloppy Joe since I was like 9.
Yeah, me either. I was gonna say,
I don't think I've been offered one since I was like a child.
And to that I say good.
Have a deep hatred of something that has no part of my life.
Yeah. All right. Well, this was a fun one. It was back. It was good to get back to the roots. We have another fun six pack coming up next week. You won't know what that is though, because we do teases here.
You're goddamn right.
Teases aplenty. All right. Well, I think with that, stay drunk, everyone.
Stay drunk.